How do I start reading the Bible? Where do I even start? If you're anything like me, you've probably started and stopped more times than you can count. Each time, feeling a little bit more frustrated. I remember when I first committed to reading the Bible in a year with the Bible Recap. I don't know if you've heard of them. Excellent resource if you want to read the whole Bible in a year. It took me 4 years to read the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations. Now, today, I'm going to talk to you about four basic practical tips to start reading the Bible so you can finally have that routine and build that relationship with God. Ever felt the Bible is just too complex or felt judged by others? Do you wish there is a place where you can have open conversations about the Bible free from judgment, go at your own pace while getting to know God? Well, you just found it. I'm Jahaira, mom, wife, veteran, and Jesus follower. In this podcast, I will share basic practical tools that helped me love and trust the God of the Bible. Whether it's coffee or wine, grab one and join me on today's episode. Let's go! I gave up 1,000 times. But always felt a pull to return to read the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Always. I wanted to read the whole story. Now, I've discovered that while reading the Bible chronologically is immensely rewarding, but trying to do it all in 1 year, I was too overwhelmed. I was not enjoying the reading of the Bible. For those of you that are just starting your journey with God, your ride with God, Let me go over the basics. The Bible has 66 books divided in two main parts. We have the Old Testament, or better known as the Hebrew Bible, with 39 books, and the New Testament with 27 books. Depending on what type of religion you have or what type of Bible you use, those numbers could vary, but at least those are the one that I'm going to refer to, because the one that I use is the New Living Translation. Okay? The Old Testament, or the Hebrew Bible, was a book dedicated for the Israelites. It was written for the Israelites, the chosen people. It is a historical and prophetic foundation that includes poetry, prophecy, historical accounts. And the New Testament introduces us to the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. It talks about the early church, and it gives us the good news. I am a huge advocate of reading the Bible chronologically just because it makes sense. It is easier to understand the setting of each book, what is happening, and what age are we, what year we're working with, what people, what has happened before. It's not going to be that repetitive as if you're reading each book separately without having a chronological order or a chronological plan. It will help you understand that the Bible is a unified story that is going to lead you to Jesus. Because one thing that I didn't know when I started my journey is that Jesus is there since page one of the Bible. And you see him. So if you read the Bible chronologically looking for Jesus, you're going to find him everywhere. We read it getting to know the character of God and looking for Jesus, you're going to find it. And it's going to make a little bit more sense. If you read separate chapters here and there, it's going to be more repetitive, and it might not make as much sense. That's my opinion. The Bible is a book to be read throughout our lives. So there is no need to rush. If you can do it in a year, excellent. Do it. Perfect. But don't stop there. January 1st, start again and read it. It is a book to be read until the day we graduate from this life. So if you want to take your time with this each chapter, perfect. If you want to go through the whole Bible in a year, perfect. But always start over. Let's read it, understand it. Every time you read it, God will let you know something new. He will open your eyes on something new, because every time you read it, you're going to be in a different stage of your life. So he will let you know what you need in that stage of your life. That's why it's so important. That's why it's so beautiful, the Bible. If you need some support, if you need a group of people to help you through the Bible, we do have a free Facebook group. The link is going to be in the show notes. Come join us. We do have a Bible plan, a reading plan, which is chronologically. We follow that. We also read a chapter of the Bible every single week live. So you can go there, listen to us, and ask questions there, and we can talk about it. There are many chronological reading plans available. If you decide to join us, we follow the same plan as the Bible recap, but not in a year. It's going to be slowly. Now, you can always combine the way you read the Bible. You can do a chronological plan to follow the story of the Bible, but also you can do a topical study. Topical study is the perfect way to explore a certain topic of the Bible in more depth. There are going to be things that you're going to want to spend more time. We do research, we pray on it, we look up the words that we're reading on the web, on the Bible Gateway, for example. That's a great resource that you should look into. Also, you can do verse mapping. That it's a technique that will help you dissect a verse for more understandings. There are going to be things that they're going to talk to you. They're going to tell you more. So if you are going to want to spend more time in it, do a verse mapping. You can read a whole book of the Bible. You can do a study on that whole book of the Bible on top of everything. And by doing all that, you're going to get anchor verses. As you come across different verses that caught your attention, they're going to become your anchor verses. Those verses will inspire you, will impact your life. So you have to record them. What I do is those anchor verses, whenever I am reading the Bible and they like jump out of the text, I put them in my Bible board. I do have a resource for you, a Bible board. It is a digital product. You're going to download it. It's completely free. I give you a Bible board already with 11 Bible verses that I have chosen that have helped me that you can use and put them. They're like sticky notes where you can put them in different parts of your house, of your vehicle, your office, wherever you see them a lot. And you're also going to have a blank one so you can write down your anchor verses while you're reading the Bible. But if you're starting your journey, you don't have any anchor verses, you have a Bible board there already with 11 Bible verses that will assist you and will help you start getting to know the verses of the Bible and getting to build that personal relationship with God. Okay, so go ahead. It's on your show notes and download it. Now, it's all good, Jahaira, right? It's all good, but I don't have time. I don't have time to do that. I don't even know how to start. You told me to read the Bible chronologically. I have started 1,000 times and I can't do it. I don't know what book to read. I don't know what resources to use. Easy. I got you. Let's start by making Bible reading a habit. How do we do that? We don't stress about it, my friend. Don't stress about it. This will become part of your life. Right now, it's not part of your life. We're going to make it part of your life, and that's going to take time. It's not an overnight thing. We're going to take it easy. First thing that you're going to do, think in your mind. And if you want to let me know for accountability, send me an email, go on my Facebook group, but you're going to commit to a daily reading time. And don't freak out. It's going to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you can set aside for Bible reading, anything. But you will commit. You make a commitment with me and say, I commit to 2 minutes a day to read one verse of the Bible, one of the verses of the Bible board. And then we'll meet again in a month. And now I commit to 5 minutes and then I commit to 10 minutes. And listen, don't tell me you don't have this time, because I know you scroll over social media and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's only 5 minutes. I know you drive and you don't have to actually read the Bible. You can listen to the Bible for 5 minutes. So on your commute to work, on your way back from dropping the kids from school, on your way to college, on your way to go to the gym, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. I'm not asking for much, 5 minutes. Second, you're going to start with short sessions, okay? Like I just said, it's going to be 5 minutes first and 10 minutes in a month, 15 minutes in another month, and we're going to keep going until you say, I don't have more time. You're going to listen to a Bible podcast. You're doing that right now. Excellent. But you can listen to as many Bible podcasts as you can. There are a lot of them that read the Bible in the podcast. So that's another option for you. And you're going to commit to keep a journal or use a reading guide. I want you to track what you're doing. You can use the notes on your phone. You can use the voice notes if you're driving to write or record what you learn from what you just read. Why? Because we have to reflect. And usually we do it in our minds and it's not the same. But if we write it, if we say it out loud and we record it, I'm not asking you to go back and listen to it. But if you say it out loud and record it, there is something going on in your mind that you actually understand and you make a personal connection with those readings, okay? So if you like to read, have a notepad and write it down. Whatever is better for you, okay? But that's very, very important, okay? Materials or items that you might like to have that will help you. You don't have to have them all, but these are just a few things that have helped me throughout my journey that they made it easier. You'll find things that work for you and things that you don't, but until you try them, you will not know. This is by no means a comprehensive list of things that you must have to read the Bible, but hey, take note, whatever helps, correct? We're just trying to make a routine here, to create a routine. A study Bible. Have a study Bible. Because it will explain what you just read. It will give you historical context. It will give you explanations. And again, until you try one, you will not know if that's the one that works for you. I'll link the one that I use. It's a New Living Translation. There are different translations. But again, you have to try it. See if it works. If not, keep looking. The YouVersion app. We don't always have time to sit down to read the Bible. Don't always can carry the big Bible around, but we carry our phone everywhere. The YouVersion app, it has the whole Bible and almost all translations out there. It's a fantastic for on the go. If you are driving for those 5 minutes, use it. The Bible Recap podcast, I already told you, if you plan to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, go and follow her, Tara Lee Cobble. She's amazing. She explains everything in words that you and me can understand. And whenever you're ready and you want a deeper dive in the Bible, go to the Bible Project. I love them. They have wonderful visual explanations of everything that we read in the Bible. And they have a deep, deep study of almost everything in the Bible. Notepads, markers, sticky notes, whatever helps for you to write and make like a mental note, and devotional journals. If you don't have time to actually read the Bible, get a devotional journal. So I'm going to link the ones that we have as well. But it can get you through those days that you just want to pray, but you don't know how to pray, or you don't know what to pray about. Those devotional journals will help you. Now, remember, it's the whole point of this is build that relationship with God. It's not to memorize the Bible. Not yet. It's not memorize the Bible. It's not give you more stress or making you feel more overwhelmed. But the only way you will build that relationship with God, it's with perseverance, with a good routine, and with commitment to those 5 minutes. 5 minutes a day. Right before you get into the shower. Why not? It's not about the speed. It's not about how fast, how slow, how much, how little. It's all about that connection with God. Okay? Experiment with different things. I gave you, I don't know how many options here, but experiment with it. you are the one that know your situation, and you're the one that know what works for you, okay? So you will experiment and see with which one you feel God more close to you, okay? Everything, it's going to be linked on your show notes, the Bibles, the tools, the devotional, everything that you need. If you have any questions, we do have a free Facebook group that we go over everything. We meet every single week over Zoom. You are more than welcome to join us. It's free. If you're struggling to read the Bible, you're already a little bit advanced and you're already reading the Bible and you're struggling, we have a free Bible study guide on the notes, on the show notes as well. Download that free study Bible guide. It's going to help you get a little bit organized on how to study the Bible and how to read it. Before I go, if you have 5 more seconds of your time and you found this episode helpful, please consider leaving me a 5-star review. And if you know of someone that will benefit for any of this, go ahead and share this podcast with them on your social medias, with your friends. I will love to get to know everyone. If you have any insights, go ahead, let me know. I will love to know the ways that you find easier to read the Bible so we can share with everyone. Okay, well, thank you so much for being here with me. I'll see you next time. In the meantime, sip slow, pray deep, love always.